The strange mixture of camp and town life, of a beautiful city and a dirty bivouac, is not only not beautiful, but seems repulsive disorder. It even seems to you that everyone is thoroughly frightened and is fussing about without knowing what he is doing. But look more closely at the faces of these people who are moving about you, and you will gain an entirely different idea. Look at this little soldier from the provinces, for example, who is leading a troika of brown horses to water and is purring something to himself so composedly that he evidently will not go astray in this motley crowd, which does not exist for him. But he is fulfilling his duty, whatever that may be, watering the horses or carrying arms, with just as much composure, self-confidence, and equanimity as though it were taking place in Tula or Saransk. You will read the same expression on the face of this officer, who passes by in immaculate white gloves, and in the face of the sailor who is smoking as he sits on the barricade, and in the faces of the working soldiers waiting with their litters on the steps of the former club, and in the face of yonder girl, who, fearing to wet her pink gown, skips across the street on the little stones. Yes, disenchantment certainly awaits you if you are entering Sevastopol for the first time. In vain will you seek on even a single countenance